Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Monday, April 14th, 2025. There are a lot of public hearings happening this morning and this afternoon in Augusta, various legislative committees on proposed pieces of legislation. If you're interested in participating and you can't make it to Augusta today, you can still participate by contacting the legislative clerk if you would like to offer testimony via Zoom. It's up to the clerk's discretion whether or not they allow you to participate if you don't give them more than a half hour notice before the meeting starts. And you can find the information, the contact information for the legislative clerks and the different committees at legislature.maine.gov, which is also where you can find all of the different bills that are having public hearings today and read the full text of them. But focusing just on one today, the Committee on Health and Human Services at 1 o'clock this afternoon will hold a public hearing on LD 1367, a resolve to study methods of gradually transitioning individuals from government assistance programs to the workforce. If passed, the resolve would direct the Department of Health and Human Services to conduct a study to evaluate methods of gradually transitioning recipients of assistance away from MaineCare and other government assistance programs. And they would be required to, the department would be required to submit a report based on their study by December 3rd of this year to the second regular session of the 132nd legislature. A quick online search brought up page after page of studies that have already been done on these types of work programs, and there's no fiscal note attached to this bill at the time of this taping, so it's unclear how much it would cost the state to do this type of study, especially that quickly. The Robert Wood Johnson Foundation has a section of their website devoted to the issue. They say, quote, "Decades of research shows that work requirements do not move people off assistance into self-sufficiency. Instead, they harm health, keep eligible people from obtaining needed assistance, and drive people and families already struggling to make ends meet deeper into poverty," end quote. I'll put a link to that study if you'd like to read it, along with the archives of today's program at weru.org. If you'd like to weigh in on the issue but can't make it to the Capitol today, there's an option to participate via Zoom. You'll need to contact the committee clerk to sign up for that before 12:30 this afternoon in this case. The last half hour, it's up to their discretion as to whether or not they get back to you with the Zoom information. If you just want to watch the hearing, you can do that anytime. You don't need to register. Just go to legislature.maine.gov. Find the committee that you're looking for on the schedule and just click on the link there and you can watch and listen to what's happening in Augusta, see what your representatives are up to. And I think I have time just to mention a couple of other hearings that will be happening today. The Committee on Veterans and Legal Affairs will have public hearings starting at 9:45. That will likely be of interest to anyone who is paying attention to voting rights and issues. LD 252 is an act to withdraw from the National Popular Vote Compact. LD 1373 is titled an act to repeal the National Popular Vote Compact. Reading the summary, I was a little bit confused. See what you think. And LD 1356 is an act to change the state's method of allocating electoral votes from a congressional district method to a winner-take-all method that would be contingent on the state of Nebraska changing their method of allocating electoral votes. And starting at 10 this morning, the Committee on State and Local Government will have public hearings on several bills. One of them is LD 1524, an act to enhance legislative participation in the governor's exercise of emergency powers. That would basically give the legislature a lot more power over the governor in times of emergencies. So there's some fun for your Monday. You can get all the information, all the details, and watch these hearings at legislature.maine.gov. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Take care. I'll see you tomorrow.